I'm starting to see the dictating on dictating on Margaret McCarthy. Margaret, MARGARET. McCarthy, MCCARTHY, McCarthy. Date of birth is 12/27/52. Date of visit is 7/3/24. Please make copy for George Frederick Herdell. George, G-U-R-G, George Fred Herdell, H-E-R-D-E-L, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a long-standing history of severe COPD with emphysema and chronic respiratory failure, has also a prior history of asthma and pneumonia. The patient is oxygen dependent at 3 liters nasal cannula, and she is experiencing shortness of breath with activity. And wheezing. Our most recent chest X-ray was in May of this year. Which showed no evidence of any active infiltrates. She also had a chest CT done on 1/31/24, which showed a severe panlobular emphysema and no consolidation or effusion. There was mucus plugging in the subsegmental bronchus in the right lower lobe and reticulonodular opacities in the right lower lobe. The patient has also been on nebulized bronchodilators, including Duvonep solution 3 times a day, and on a breast-free inhaler. She is presently bringing up clear mucus, and she denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of cholecystectomy and history of chronic respiratory failure on BiPAP at night. She also had a tonsillectomy remotely and tubal ligation. And has a history of hyperlipidemia, depression and anxiety, and chronic respiratory failure. The patient has been a smoker for over 50 years and presently smoking about half a pack per day. Next paragraph. Past history, I'm sorry. Habits, the patient smoked a pack per day for 50 years. And continues to smoke. no alcohol use, period. Next, allergies to codeine, Vicodin, Zyban, and statins. Continuing dictation on Margaret McCarthy. Family history: father died of CVA and heart disease. Mother died of embolism. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had some weight loss. She denies any denies fever, so she has fatigue. She has had glaucoma and no cataracts. Denies vertigo or hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or blank pains. She has asthma and hay fever and shortness of breath and cough. Denies abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleeding or black stools. She has no chest or jaw pain, and she has palpitations. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. Denies joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, medalist included Duoneb, NEPS, QID, Breastry, Aerosphere, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN, Xanax, 0.25 milligrams, TID, PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 126/70. Pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 98 pounds, saturation 93. HENT. Head non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trach, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions, scattered visas, bilaterally prolonged expiration. Heart sensitivity regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. G The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will. 1 plus edema and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is COPD with severe emphysema. Number 2 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 3 is chronic respiratory failure with hypoxemia. Number 4 is recurrent sinusitis and allergic rhinitis. And number 5 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. And she was also advised to continue with O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula, BiPAP at HS at 12 over 5 centimeters with O2, and continue with breast-free aerosphere. 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Antibiotic therapy will be prescribed if there's any exacerbation of COPD. And nebulizer with 2-1-up solution, TID and PRN. Fluticasone nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. And a follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for George Frederick Herdel, H-E-R-D-E-L, M-D, from New Smyrna. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.